Hare Krishna. In the process of Vedic learning, of Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam, Shravanam actually means learning from a living teacher. That knowledge which is repeatedly reinforcing the truth coming in Parampara. For example, Srila Prabhupada is our founder Acharya, who has assimilated all the Shastras and the Tikas written by Acharyas and has given the profound conclusions through his writings. Now when we learn through the living teachers, the very same teachings have to be reinforced. And learning of those teachings over a period of time, repeated hearing and learning and assimilating, that leads to the second stage of Mananam. Mananam actually means, what does this mean? One should ask the question and try to not just know the truth but also understand the meaning of what was being spoken. And by repeated contemplation on the meaning of what was spoken, one comes to the point of no doubts. One becomes completely asamshaya, nissandeha. Therefore, you will find when Arjuna says, gata sandeha, he says, nashto moha, smitir labdha, tat prasadan mayachita, stitaha asmi, gata sandeha. So, the reflection and contemplation actually brings one to the point of complete freedom from doubts of the nishchala tattvam. The truth becomes a firm reality for the practitioner with full clarity, like a sun shining in the sky with no ambiguity. There are no clouds blocking our vision of the sun. So that's what the mananam is supposed to lead one to. And the stage of nididhyasan is collecting those instructions and teachings and repeatedly meditating on them and endeavoring to apply them. Again meditating on more instructions and applying them. Of the one truth that one has learnt well. Therefore, our scriptures say, Bahu Shastra, Bahu Vakya Chitta Brahmahai. It says that if you read too many books and too many types of knowledge in different directions, then we only become more bewildered, confused, and filled with doubts, and we lose clarity of sight. So, if one has really gone through the stage of Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam, the result of that will be, one will come to the conclusion that there are only two truths in this world. One is the Jiva, another one is the Holy Name. Everything else is farce. Everything else is insubstantial. And the chanting of the Holy Name every day is an effort to bring the Jiva and the Lord together. The uttering of the Holy Name by the Jiva gradually reveals the Lord from the name, form, qualities, pastimes, activities. So the study of the Shastras would be considered Shramayevahi Kevalam if one did not come to this conclusion. And with full clarity, with full dridashraddha, with full conviction and application of this. So therefore, one should not be over enthusiastic in wanting to read too many things, know so many things, and become a vehicle of information alone. Rather, one should become a vehicle of revelations which are bestowed upon the devotee by the Lord, by the devotee fixing his intelligence on the right conclusions coming in the line of teachers. Therefore, the living teachers who are teaching the devotees should actually reinforce the teachings of the Acharya without diverting the practitioner from the conclusions given by the founder Acharya. So therefore, it becomes very easy when one studies the books of the founder Acharya and hears the same teachings from others. And then when one is meditating on those teachings, one is able to arrive at the right conclusion with full clarity and with no ambiguity. And then one gets instructions and pointers for application. And in this way, the Lord in the heart becomes awakened ahuschate nalinanava padaravindam. The gopis sang this prayer. My dear Lord, may your lotus feet be awakened in our hearts. So we also want to awaken the Lord's lotus feet in our heart, and that is possible when one arrives at the right conclusion. So the chanting of the holy name, or the art of chanting, means bringing the jiva close to the lotus feet of the Lord by the repeated utterance of the holy name. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this, that Chauda Bhuvana Madhya, he says that in all the 14 worlds, he didn't find anything substantial as the holy name, he says. So there are two truths, the jiva and the holy name, which actually make this world meaningful, he says. Without it, this material world is simply a conglomeration of huge number of 24 elements, all mixed up together, or sometimes separated, sometimes mixed together, repeatedly created and repeatedly destroyed, with no rhyme or reason. It has no substance at all. And meaninglessly the living entities take on false identities and stay for a while, and then those false identities are destroyed, again new false identities are created. But the reality is the jiva and the jiva's love for Krishna, which becomes more and more blossomed by the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Nam Prabhu Ki.